You're listening to SBS News.
The inquests relate to the deaths of Gwendolyn Hyde, Robert Lindsay, Julie Fletcher, George Knowles.
That's New South Wales Coroner Teresa O'Sullivan reading out the names of all 25 people that died during the Black Summer bushfires as the inquest into how each died began. It will take some time, but ensuring as much as possible is learnt about how the victims died will help to ensure the toll in future bushfire disasters may not be so high. Adam Castledon is the senior counsel assisting Coroner O'Sullivan to ensure that goal is met.
There were 11,774 fires across New South Wales during the 2019-2020 bushfire season, which lasted for 8 months from July 2019 until March 2020. The 2019-2020 bushfire season was without doubt one of the most catastrophic on record.
The hearings will move around the state, where it's expected to learn that many towns simply weren't prepared. Mr. Castledon explained that firefighting capabilities in many communities were no match for the ferocity of the bushfires.
The scale of the actual fires took most from firefighting and land management agencies, as well as local councils and members of local communities, by surprise. Consequently, the New South Wales inquiry found that there did not appear to be a general understanding and preparedness in the community, even in high bushfire risk areas, of what could be coming.
In his opening remarks, Mr. Castledon foreshadowed the inquest will also hear about communication breakdowns and a failure of some strategic backburns as potentially contributing to the loss of life. For those that survived, the memories are hard to live with. Jan Harris lived through the fires impacting Bega on the state's south coast, having already lost her house to bushfires in Tathra the year before. She's hoping the inquiry, which will stretch over several months, does have a positive effect.
Part of you does want an answer as to what's happened, but the biggest part of you wants those answers so that they inform decisions so that these things don't happen again. And if that's the information that we get from it, then that's a fantastic spending of time and money.
The sheer scale of the disaster is still hard to conceive. More than 5.5 million hectares of New South Wales bushland was lost. Almost 2,500 houses were destroyed, and more than 800 million animals died. It leaves an understandable level of emotion for those like Jan Harris, who still struggle to deal with it.
Actually, I really don't think you ever get over it. I don't think we'll get over it. Like any grief, you learn to live with it. Some days it's worse.
Jack Egan lost his house in Batemans Bay on New Year's Eve of that summer. He's yet to rebuild his home, so he's been feeling the impact of the bushfires every day since then. But more of a worry to him than having to live in rental accommodation is the fear that it could all happen again so easily.
I think we may well struggle for a very long time, psychologically and emotionally in particular, because the climate indicators are getting worse. And what's happened to us was an early indication of what's to come.
It's not the first investigation into the devastating bushfires, with police, the Rural Fire Service, the State Parliament and a Royal Commission all throwing light on how the tragedy unfolded. The inquest will resume on September the 6th. John Baldock, SBS News.